Chapter 31. Double Dip.
What the fuck?
Finn groaned. He looked around blearily and then touched his face. It came away sticky and red.
What the fuck, man?
His skill had backlashed? That was possible? He needed a damn instruction manual. A distant voice, that sounded surprisingly like Lauren, told him there had been a very clear, very red warning label about using skills that didn't have enough energy.
That's not the point,
he snap-slash-mumbled to no one before muttering,
Sorry, baby.
He lay on the ground, just praying away the stabbing pain in his head. It didn't vanish, but it did start to get better after about 10 minutes. Finn exhaled in relief when the pain truly vanished. Checking his link, he saw that about an hour had passed. Finn sat up, the steady beep of the patient's auto dock keeping time. When he could think again, he decided to look on the bright side. The time he'd been lying on the ground with his eyes bleeding had at least let his mana pool refill. And at least the headache that had come before his skill failed wasn't because his whisper ability was self-harming. It was the MP cost from using two skills at once. Now that he was stopping to think about it, that had been dumb. Both mana sight and mana threads had clearly stated they consumed mana. He'd been double dipping. Come to think of it, an old girlfriend had told him that was a bad idea. He'd ended up unconscious with blood on his face that time, too.
Meh, probably just coincidence. Well, at least now I know what happens if my mana gets too low.
Feeling like the pain was definitely worse on the left than the right, he triggered the mirror function on his link.
That's not great, he admitted.
When his skill had backlashed, it had apparently triggered physical injury. He already knew that, seeing as how he'd bled out of his eyes. What he hadn't expected was that he'd burst blood vessels on the left and that the entire globe would be blood red. These skills were dangerous. After taking a few more deep breaths, the headache faded to manageable levels. Finn went over to the sink and scrubbed his face vigorously. Getting dried blood off skin wasn't that easy. He wished he'd had some lube. Fun fact, KY was good at loosening up blood. It was that kind of info that made med school worthwhile. Once he was cleaned up, Finn looked at the comatose man and decided to get right back on the horse, so to speak. He stood over the bed, not sure if he could absorb the life element without placing his hand back on the man's chest, and he cautiously started to activate mana sight. He was only going to use it for a second to locate the element. He thought that the cracks in the skill glyph he'd seen were probably an early warning sign of backlash. Maybe if he just used it for a second and watched out for fractures, it would be fine. The headache started roaring back as soon as the glyph started forming.
Nope, nope,
he relented with a wince.
Let's not choose violence.
It took a few minutes for the pain to fade to manageable levels. To be safe, he gave it another 5 minutes. Pain-free, he stood back at the bedside, the heart monitor beep piercing the night silence. Finn attempted to create another thread of his mana. No pain. At least it wasn't both of his skills that were screwed. Thankfully, it worked. He placed the thread where he remembered the mass was, and it connected. When he felt the flow of life energy resume, he smiled without realizing it. It had only been a few minutes, but he, like every other denizen of the labyrinth, was becoming addicted to the power. After about 15 minutes, he was rewarded with a prompt.
You have absorbed one mote of life element.
The flow of energy cut off, and Finn was left feeling both very satisfied and yearning for more. He knew there was more life element nearby, but the craving wasn't enough for him to start running down the halls like a junkie. Instead, he just felt like he'd had a satisfying meal. Focusing, he found himself in the Cave of Whispers. With a smile, he saw that there was a new light in the darkness. A golden sphere bobbed slowly in midair. The surface was like molten sunlight, yet the light it emitted was soft and pleasing. It was about the same size as the red flames that hovered in another part of the cave. A large gap of darkness separated the gold and red lights, and the two types of elements didn't seem to react to each other. He turned his attention to a familiar prompt. Do you wish to augment yourself with life mana? If yes, pick a path. 1. Elemental Empowerment. A rare world boon. Locked. Requirement, power level 1. 2. Whisper. Your ability. Finn stared at the glowing translucent window for a full minute. He'd avoided augmenting himself with fire element before because he'd learned a healthy caution about playing with magical powers, extremely recent events notwithstanding. The constitution orbs had knocked him on his ass. There was also the whole you shouldn't play with fire thing. That kind of wisdom was right up there with don't run with scissors, or never beat your meat on Sunday or you'll burn in hell for all eternity. Which, in a way, brought you right back to don't play with fire. Basically, just good common sense. Now, though, riding the high of absorbing the element, he decided it was worth the risk. If he passed out, he'd just have to explain to the nursing staff why he was half-naked in a hospital robe and collapsed over an unconscious man. Not his first rodeo. Besides, it was life element, not fire. What was the worst that could happen? He chose to augment himself with the path provided by his whisper ability. He had no idea what elemental empowerment was, and even less of an idea about why it was a world boon. What was a world boon? And a boon from whom? Besides, it was locked, like what felt like every other damn thing he came across. And so far, Whisper had done right by him. He'd stick with that. The very moment he mentally chose the second path of augmentation, the window disappeared and a strange feeling filled his body. It was at that very second that another thought occurred to him.
Oh, shit. Please don't give me cancer.